Dockers assistant Mark Stone, who joins us. G'day, Stoney. Welcome, mate.
Thanks, Carl. Good evening. And hi, Hayes. How are you?
Very good, mate. How are you? How are you looking this weekend against the Tigers? A big opportunity where you got some confidence last time you went across to play at the MCG. The boys are up and about.
Yeah, there's some spark amongst them, yeah, and often winning will do that. But I think there's just some enthusiasm and exuberance of youth, and they're really gelling well together and enjoying each other's company at the club and also outside the club. So, yeah, it's a good position to be in, and we've got a huge challenge this weekend, so we need to go over with that kind of, vibrancy and produce a really strong effort.
Stoney, you've been finishing strong, and this is what I spoke to you about last time we had a chat, mate, is that you didn't start so well. It happened again on the weekend with Essendon, and it certainly happened the last time you went to the MCG when you played Melbourne.
Yeah, our starts have been a little bit disappointing, and it's something we've been addressing, and they've been occurring for different reasons, Carl, and on the weekend it was more of a mechanical type of, a structural issue, and you know, we had to adjust a few things at half time and get ourselves going again. But we need to be really sharp with that, both in the coach's box and on the field, the players adjusting to different things quickly. And we're certainly looking for a better start this weekend.
You were certainly on it in the coach's box, and it was great that the players that you set tasks carried out those instructions. And Connor Blakely, you must be really pleased with his progress, because he's able to find the ball, but he's also able to do a job, which was the impressive part about what you're able to do on Goddard and particularly Zach Merritt in the second half.
Yeah, that's right. We wanted to just give our more senior mids a crack at it early and see how things were going. And Merritt really was playing as a high forward sixth a lot of the time, but was getting away from us. So he gave Connor that job, and he did a really good job to his credit. And he was one of the guys that was running the game out really strong at the end as well and getting some ball himself. But he did restrict Merritt to the levels we wanted him to in the second half. So he's progressing really well as that run-with type player. And Ben, having the ability as he grows within that role to be able to play on and off them a little bit and really locked down when we need him to. So, yeah, he's developing quite well in that role.
Stoney, did you find the perfect forward structure? I know you've been reluctant to play Matt Tavernier with the other guys, but I just found he's got that flexibility to go in the ruck and protect Michael Johnson. But I think he helped Shane Kirsten out particularly. Then he doesn't have to become that second tall player to do all the grunt work.
Yeah, that's right. I'm not sure there's a perfect forward structure. Maybe not since 87 Victorian team with Lockett and Dunstall in the same team. But,
was Stone running through the middle?
Well, I wish. I dreamed of it. but it certainly was a different structure for us and one that worked really well. And I think Matt Tavernier, he was really solid within his role. But one of the things that's really important for key forwards is, and he took some really strong marks, but the real important piece is not to be outmarked. If you're in a position where the defence has got an extra number or you're out of position, you just got to bring it to ground and let the smalls get to work. And that was really pleasing from that aspect on the weekend. And that didn't happen against the Eagles. They were able to take intercept marks, and then the opposition teams, when they do that, tend to sweep it out pretty quick and you can't lock it in your front half. So Matt certainly gave us that little bit extra height. He's a genuine tall. He's 198. So and really worked for us on the weekend and gave Cam McCarthy and Shane Kirsten a bit more room to run up the ground.
And you know what? That combination of players, whilst Tabner probably has gotten the limelight, which he deserved on his comeback game, but it was probably Shane Kirsten's best game too, Stoney, don't you reckon, with what he was able to do? I mean, he took 9 marks as well and had 5 shots on goal. He could have ended with 5.
Yeah, that's right, Carl. I actually think Shane has grown each week. Just little bits and pieces here, just subtly grown. I mean, you talked about his marks and goals, but his left foot kick to David Mundy to set him up early was a beauty. He's got really good game awareness and spatial awareness and things that are around him, Shane. So we like where he's trending. His graph's trending in the right direction, and we hope to continue that in the weeks to come.
Now, what did Brad Hill's official metres gained it up, Stoney? Because was it 1,000 metres or thereabouts? It was incredible.
It was. We don't particularly... We look at metres gained as a team and also time in possession, but not too much on an individual basis. But I can tell you it was 2.5 k's of sprint, which is extremely high for an AFL player. And I think I might have said this to one of the networks pre-game, is that Brad Hill's been terrific for us coming into the side, and we all know he runs extremely hard and works hard. But I think he helps us in that regard, but if we can hold the football and put together more chains, which we're starting to do, that will certainly help him. The longer we can hold the ball, the more he'll come into the game. And on the weekend, we were able to put together a lot more constructive chains with the ball in offence, and that benefited his game.
Stoney, has there been a better player to get to 100 games than Lachie Neale? I think just across that time, his first 100 games have to go down in club history as just about the best, maybe alongside Matthew Pavlich. But he's just a ripper, isn't he? And continues to get better. And what I love about him is he's always trying to improve every part of his game.
Exactly right. That's the biggest part that people probably don't see a lot of with Lachie Neale, is his preparation and his work ethic at training and off the field when he's in the gym and when he's doing his preparation of vision and watching opposition teams and players. He's really built that part of his game, and I think that's what makes Lachie such a consistent performer now. And we all know he won the Doig last year, but even with a fully-fledged midfield running up and running now, he's still a really good player for us and a standout player with his consistency. And it's a credit to him because, you know, it hasn't always been that way for him, and he's had to work really hard on it. And he's reaping some rewards now, and so is the football club.
I think that the best part of his game, Stoney, and this has been one of the reasons why you've improved as a whole team, you'd agree, is that you just spoke about the skill and those chains. Your skill in the first couple of weeks was ordinary, as you would know, and you got hammered. But he's been around that 80% mark in the last 3 weeks, and he's been getting it a hell of a lot of times, and the rest of the team has grown with him.
Yeah, that's right. That skill was an issue, but skills always tend to go hand in hand with decision making. If you make bad decisions, it's pretty hard to skill-wise your way out of them. So we've improved in that area, and Lockie's skill and his decision making is improved as well. Lockie's a better player when he kicks the ball, when he doesn't overuse it by hand, and he's a good kick and he finds targets, he sees them clearly. So yeah, we encourage him to kick the ball and get it to his teammate by foot as much as he can. And when he does that, you'll notice he finds those little short options inside 50 and throughout the midfield. So that's been an area of his game that he's really worked hard on.
Stoney, forward pocket is probably the toughest position to play on the ground. And Michael Walters has been doing that this year, but he got more time in the midfield. Is that something you continue with just to get him into the game? Because at his best, and when he is in the game, he's probably the most important player forward of centre.
He's a very constructive player forward of centre. There's no doubt about that. I think the football world knows that. But at times it can be a tough role playing that small forward role with a lockdown defender on you that's, you know, not holding, but they're putting body work into you and making life tough. So I think we'll continue to give Michael stints through the midfield, spurts here and there, and you know, and get him into the game where we need to. But obviously his key importance to us is up forward, where he's so constructive and he kicks goals. So we're trying to get a good blend there and a good mix that gives us both of what we want.
Harley Ballack goes out, but surprised that Sam Collins hasn't been given an opportunity yet. He has been in good form. Is he not far away? What does he have to do to get back into the side?
Well, Sam's been performing really, really well down at Waffle level, and what people see with Sam is his strong defence, and you know, he's a real stout player. He's really aggressive and he plays on the big keys, and he's a really good defender. He's got some work to do with his ball use and things like that, but he's working hard on that. But what people don't see about Sam is his application to the game. So he's come, he's a late pick. He came in from Box Hill. He's just applied himself tremendously to the AFL game, and he's really growing. We've been really satisfied with players like Garrick Ibbotson playing taller than how he stands, if you like, playing on taller opponents. And so while he's holding those roles down and doing a good job there, and Michael Johnson the same, that bounce we get from those guys and their run is something we sort of don't want to lose by bringing another tall. So he's just got to keep performing well, Sam, and his opportunities will come.
Stoney, so Harley Ballack, with his illness, is he only out for a week, mate? It's not glandular fever or anything bad, is it?
Look, Carlos, as far as I'm aware with Harley, it is an illness and it's of a personal nature. And it's really not appropriate for me to comment any further on the matter.
Fair enough, mate. No worries. We'll leave it at that. Good on you. Thanks for joining us tonight.
My pleasure, guys. Thanks very much. Last time I was on, I was coughing like a like a sick, sick wounded dog. Yeah. So I apologise for that.
It's good to hear you all right. And you fronted up. That was good. Good on you, Stoney. Yeah, thank you, mate.
Thanks, guys. Cheers.